This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Immaculate. What a guy. 41 years old. Shoot, he's about 31 today. Maybe even 21. We'll call him Young Skipper. So tomorrow he's back to an old geezer.
Deion Dawkins on Matt Prater. Yeah, we'll see. If he has a good month here, I'm going to want to start a kicker conversation. Not for today, though. Great moment for Prater. And luckily for him, Kyle Hamilton is not 1 inch taller, because that was so close to being blocked. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy ducked out. Sneaky Joe here for the next half hour, and then we'll get off to the Extra Point Show. The Bills beat the Ravens 41-40. Get to some phone calls in a moment here. Dan Orlovsky on ESPN just did an awesome breakdown of what Josh Allen did to the Ravens on that final drive. I'll do my best to regurgitate what he said, but basically on the Josh Palmer, I don't really want to call it a corner route, but to the sideline on the final drive, that we had a caller point out earlier, and I went back to the first episode of Hard Knocks and watched this, and I think he's right, that route that Allen hits Palmer on the last drive of the game, in the first episode of Hard Knocks, that's the play that they showed Allen and Palmer working on after practice, where Allen said to Palmer, like, I want that one more time. I'll hit you on this. Do it this way. They were working on that play. And then here they are. They break it out in week one. But that the throw, because Jaire Alexander is sitting in front of Palmer and it's going to the sidelines, that Allen can't lob it because it'll take too long to get there. He'll lead Palmer out of bounds. He also can't fire it in there like a bullet because Alexander's in front of him. That'll be an interception. He had to split the difference. He called it a firm throw. Like, that throw had to be so perfect to hit Palmer because Jaire Alexander is there, and he had to put it over top of him while not leading out of, like, just expert throw. And then the other part that Orlovsky broke down was on that Coleman play that sets up the field goal, that Allen, like, dissected pre-snap what the Ravens were in. Like, he knew, what the Ravens were showing, I know what they're in, and he gave a little left arm signal to Coleman. He didn't really, I don't even think you want to call it an audible. He just signaled to Coleman to run a different route, and that was the route that he was, I don't want to say wide open, he was open on, and then gets down to the goal line, or the five, wherever they were. Just masterful. Sometimes you gotta stew in how great he is on some of these things. And I think it's tough to appreciate how good he really is. Like, that's on a guy played in the league, and Norlovsky, you know, he's a little more hot-takey than he used to be, but he could still break down, like, what these guys are doing back there in the pocket. And I could watch breakdowns of, like, what Allen is doing pre-snap and, you know, how he's throwing the ball and the mechanics of his movement, like we saw in Harden. I could watch that stuff all day. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's go to Anthony in North Carolina. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing today?
Morning.
Man, I just want to say, man, last night the Bills game was so electric, man. I can't remember. I can never remember a game that electric in the beginning of a Bills season. Man, that was magical. And also, just want to say, you know, it was kind of worrisome at the beginning of the game with how some of the defense was. Hopefully the defense continues to get better and better. You know, I don't want it to be like past defenses from past mm-hmm. years, you know, how sometimes the defenses would let us down. I just hope that that's not going to be the case going forward. But anyways, go Bills. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. I think it's probably what would even be second. It's the second greatest comeback game in Bills history. Maybe they've come back from more than 15. They probably have. But memorable comeback Bills wins. I mean, the comeback is going to be number one. That's got to be number two. What other comebacks have they really had? They came back in 2011 from being down against the Patriots. But that's 11 points, and that's in the second quarter. I mean, that's not near the same. I think it's probably second. All-time night to be in the stadium. I also, Allen said it after the game on the field, like, hey, maybe have a little bit more faith next time. He's in the heat of the moment. He just won the game. He just brought the team back. I think two things can be true. Allen has the right to say that. And also, I think fans shouldn't be destroyed that left early. You're down 15. There's 5 minutes left. It's a night game. The traffic getting in was horrible. I think it's understandable to leave that game with 5 to 7 minutes left. I think more so when there's 7 minutes left. That's when I thought there's no chance of this. The Ravens got the ball up 15 with 7 minutes to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, they hadn't been stopped, basically. I don't think it's offensive that people would have left. 803-0550 is the phone number. Mickey in Connecticut's next. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, brother. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Real quick comment. I hear you in terms of what you was literally just talking about. I hear you, but this is also the last opener for this stadium. They should have stayed. That's the way I feel. Like, win or lose, this is your last time ever being in this stadium. Enjoy every moment. And especially when it's a moment like that, you got to just enjoy it. But to get to my point, there's a lot of, you know, amazing takeaways that you can take from this game, whether it's, you know, a little bit of luck played with, you know, two interceptions that didn't get caught that Allen could have thrown, or everything positive that went our way to get this W. But the one thing that's continuously driving me crazy is that we are what? A year of a season removed from Josh Allen, definitely from what we all saw with our own two naked eyes, seeing that he got a first down, you know, on a QB sneak or tush push, whatever you want to call it, and that could have got us possibly to the Super Bowl. And then last night, he is sliding, and it's a first down, and they call him short. And not even just a little short, significantly short. It's driving me nuts. What is it going to take for them to finally get their stuff together and make these calls correctly? Because that could have been a massive pivotal play if we would have lost.
Yeah. No, you're right. Mickey, thanks for the call. The two things I have about that call, one, it was wrong. Where is the automatic replay? The very quick sky ref. Hey, radio down to the ref. You got that one wrong. They did it on the Justice Hill pass earlier in the game when he clearly dropped the ball, but it happened so quick the ref couldn't see it. So what does sky ref do? He does what he's there for. I have a better vantage point than the refs by tenfold. So I'm going to take the 3 seconds it takes to radio down and say, that was incomplete. And then in a snap, we get the justified result of that play, which is 2nd and 10 Ravens, or 3rd and 10 Ravens. Where was it on that play? Was it? It wasn't obvious enough, I guess. Seemed pretty obvious on the broadcast. And that's those are the feeds that this guy's watching up there, or the team that's watching it. So that would be my criticism. The refs are in a tough position to make that call. The guy upstairs is not. I also wondered if McDermott could have challenged it. The Ravens, or the Bills, ran a play pretty quickly after that because they were trying to get to the line, 3rd and 1. Let's get the first down. So they kind of ran to the line. But this, I guess, is a rules question. Maybe Sal knows this answer. We can figure this out. I thought McDermott should have challenged it. They ran the play so quickly he couldn't. But then there was a penalty on the play. So they snapped the ball. They ran a play. But then the flag came in. And now it's still 3rd down. So does that count as a play being run or not? Like, could McDermott challenge the 2nd down play after a 3rd down penalty and we're redoing 3rd down? Because that I even looked in the rule book and I couldn't find the answer to it. I wonder if he could have. Because I think that would have been overturned. Luckily it did not cost them. But, you know, it's why the whole technology of measuring these spots with Hawkeye this year, like, I don't really think it's valuable at all in terms of this year. I don't think it matters. What I hope it is a baby step towards getting to a place where referees are not making these first down calls in the future. And that's going to happen. So if you're worried about that, like, I think there's a future in 5 years, 10 years, however long it takes, where that line judge is not making that call. That we'll know from technology that, oh yeah, Allen crossed the first down marker when his knee touched the ground, which is the rule. Eventually, I think we get there. So this might be a short-term problem. Maybe a long-term problem, but I don't think it's a forever problem. All right, Extendo Sports, when we come back, the Bills win. Around the league stuff I wanted to get to that we didn't get to earlier. It was a good day of football. There were some really good games. Tampa, Atlanta was one of them. We'll talk about it when we come back here on Extendo Sports. And then if you're on hold, stay there. Sal's got the Extra Point Show coming up at 10 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.